Welcome to the Cashflow and Manifestation Project podcast. My name is Katie Smith, and I am a manifestation and mindset coach. I'm a mom who successfully took one of those little side hustles and built it into a six-figure business with the tools of manifestation and some spiritual woo. Every week, I'll share uplifting conversations, interviews, and talks centered on unlocking your inner magic, pushing past limits, and creating a reality even wilder than your dreams. If you enjoy listening to topics on money, mindset, and manifesting, then you've come to the right place. I'm obsessed with helping women transform to their next level of freedom and wealth. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Now let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Cashflow and Manifestation Project. So happy you're here. Come on in, get comfy, whatever you're doing. I'm so freaking honored that you are here with me today. I thought I'd give you a little bit of a life update because it's been a minute. I honestly try to keep things more business related because like if you're anything like me, like I'm listening to you because I want to get something out of it. Like I kind of feel like no one wants to know so much about my personal life. But I will give a little update there. And then I want to talk to you about detaching from the goals that you have set out for yourself around money or anything you are manifesting. And so it's going to be really fun. Okay. When I say an update on life, like I hope you're not thinking like, oh my gosh, like what is she talking about? I just wanted to let everybody know that I have been overwhelmed with life in Texas. So if you are new here, welcome. My family moved from California to Texas at the very end of November. And so we've been here since then. So like 6 months, going on 6 months now, which is crazy. And y'all, I've always said y'all, by the way, like just don't think I'm one of those people who like, oh, now she says y'all. I don't know. I had like somebody say that once and I was like, no, I actually have always said that. When I met my husband, in like freaking 2011, he would say y'all, and he's from California, as am I. So that's not a thing. Anyways, wow. I digress. But back to it. But y'all, I have never been happier. And I know that sounds totally crazy, but it's just, we are so meant to be here. God brought us here. The people who have become our life and our support system out here in such a short time, it honestly can bring me to tears because no one ever saw it coming. My husband and I continuously are like, we are just so blessed. We are so lucky. And really what it all boils down to is trust, massive, massive amount of trust, lifting it up to God, surrendering to the process because we wanted change for our family or what we saw our life. We wanted countryside, a land, slower pace of living, so many things, and nicer people. I'll be honest with you. Love my Orange County, Californian folks, but let me tell you, the people are different out here in Texas. They are so freaking nice. It's insane. And we feel so at home. And so that was just sort of an update that I wanted to give to you to just honestly inspire you. I mean, that was actually coming through for me to give a little bit of an update, just to inspire you that if something's on your heart, like surrender and trust the process and like go for it, go all in and know that you are so supported by God, source, whoever, whatever you believe in will catch you when you make that jump. I am living proof of it. And it's possible. And obviously having the right mindset and all those things, which are things that I kind of talk about more a lot on this podcast, actually, but a lot of it when I work with someone, mindset is everything. I say mindset is where wealth starts, but it's been amazing. So I want to give you that short little update, even though we're already 3 minutes in. Whoops. Sorry. This is your sign to go for the thing, do the thing you want to do and trust in the entire process. Let's shift gears into detachment. So I don't know if you're new to that term. I feel like it's kind of a hot term. It's been around on the socials. So you might have heard of it and maybe you know what it is. Maybe you don't. So I will kind of break the word down for you and really help you detach from what you are trying to manifest because I would say that actually is the secret sauce. If there were to be a secret sauce, yes, it's believing, but it's more so detaching from the outcome. So what it is kind of what I just said. It's you set a manifestation goal. You go through the steps, which I've covered on this on episodes on this podcast before, where you get really clear as to what you're trying to manifest. You then work with your belief system to see that it can happen for you. You collect evidence of it happening for you. And then the last and final piece is you detach. You just kind of completely throw your hands up and you're like, I've done my part. And now I can detach from the outcome. I'm not going to obsess and fixate over this. And so What really helped me with detaching is because I'll be honest with you, if you have heard that term before, maybe you've tried it and you're like, how the fuck am I supposed to detach when like I need money yesterday? Like I need this to work yesterday. I want a relationship yesterday. I can't go through another month without finding the love of my life or having a baby or money. My guess is you're a freedom seeking entrepreneur and you want more money. You want passive income. You want a life of freedom. You don't want to have to trade your time for money and like figure out a way to make money. Like those days are gone. So detaching can kind of feel like, what? How am I supposed to do this? Like, how does this even make sense? But this is where it finally clicked for me. So I would do my manifestation stuff. And when it came to money, I would really get very comfortable and happy and content. Comfortable, I say that word loosely. I'd get very content and satisfied with where I was at and know that it's not where I want to be, but I am good. I am good. I don't need any more. That level is a beautiful level to be at. If you can get there, kick your feet up and start just basking in everything you manifest. Money, love, relationships, babies, cars, the vacations. Like, I am not kidding you. So let me tell you that again. To detach is to look at your current scenario, whatever you're trying to manifest. Let's say it's money. And I would fall in love with your current financial picture, debt and all, overdraft fees and all, not able to take the vacations and all, not able to pay for this, having to say no to my kids. I want you to fall in love with it all and tell yourself, I don't need anything else. I am good. Because when you're at that point, it's a game changer. So you take this stance of I am good, but you're also still doing your manifestation steps. You're just not obsessing over your goal as much. You're detached. You believe. You worked with your belief system. You're finding evidence. You're taking your inspired action. And then you just detach. You let it go. You let it go. You don't worry about it. So a way you can think about this is, say the parking spot example that I always go for and that I always share with clients is, you know, when you're trying to find a parking spot in a packed parking lot and you're kind of like, wouldn't it be nice? Or like, come on, like, I need a parking spot. Like, wouldn't it be nice if something just like opened up a front row or whatever? And all of a sudden it does because you're not like obsessing life or death over this parking spot. You have to take that same approach with money. You know, like, you're not obsessing over the numbers to back into the number that you want or to do X amount of activities to like get to your number and hustle and grind your way out of it. So when you finally hit your goal, you're exhausted because you are not taking a break. No, you detach. You trust that the work that you are doing is enough and it's perfect and it's all unfolding at the exact right time. So I'm just going to bask in what I've got because what I've got could be worse. It could. And I don't want you to argue with me on this. It could be worse. Sure, you might not have the trips, the car, the house, whatever, but it could be worse. It could very much be worse. So you know how I found out that this can be the magic sauce is because I had several things like a couple months ago where I was like, wow, this is a test. This is a test. Man, I was banking on that money and now it's not here right now. This is a test. Okay, this is another test. And I just started to think, I don't really need it, you know, because I'm good with where I'm at. And what that money would give me is this feeling, a feeling of peace and security. And if it's going to give me that feeling, I could just start feeling that now. And then I'm good. So actually, I don't really need it. And when I took that stance with money and some things I had going on with a couple of my income streams, they doubled. It's crazy because at the end of the day, I don't need what the money's going to give me. I can get that now. I can get peace and happiness and joy and right now. Shoot, I'm feeling it right now. And that's what I'm after. I'm not after the money to say I'm a millionaire. Like that's going to be a byproduct of the work that I'm doing and the feelings that I'm feeling and me just existing. That's going to come. So why can't I just enjoy the ride and detach and have fun with my life now? That's the magic. That is it. Oh, gosh. I'm like feeling this. I'm loving it. I hope you're loving this. I hope you're feeling it. Detaching is the secret. You can do this. It's falling in love with where you're at right now and knowing you're not even at your goal yet. You know that. You aren't kicking your feet up and saying, oh, I'm fine now. I just give up. No, no, no. You're also not going to stop doing your manifestation practices. You're not going to stop any of that. You're just detaching from the outcome because you know it's inevitable. It's inevitable. It's coming. It's here. It's yours. It's fine. You're good. Have fun. Soak it up. Live life. And trust and know it's coming. Don't say a bazillion affirmations every day. I'm so happy and grateful that I'm a $50,000 a month business owner. No, no, no. None of that stuff. That stuff, nope. That's not detaching. That's obsessing, which is putting you farther away from it. There comes a time and a place for that stuff. It's not thinking about it and telling yourself that every single day to try to convince your brain it's true. Because honestly, it's hurting you more than it's doing good. And I go into this very in depth in my programs. So I want you to try it. I want you to let me know how it goes. And it's going to be amazing. I have a feeling you're going to actually have some like major shifts and quantum leaps happening. So will you tell me about it? Will you tell me? Can you promise me? Can we become pen pals? Whatever you want to do, I'm here for it. I love you so much for being here, and I will catch you here next week. Bye. If you loved what you heard today, please share with me by dropping me a review below. It lets me know to keep the good stuff flowing your way and more abundance all around. And if you're not following me on socials yet, head over to Facebook and join my exclusive free community of epic souls who are trying to manifest their dream life in 2024. I love and adore you and can't wait to catch up with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and make some magic happen.